you, Mr. President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. The candidate countries, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Albania, Ukraine, and Republic of Moldova, the potential candidate country, Georgia, as well as the EFTA country, Iceland, member of the European Economic Area, aligned themselves with the statement. I wish to begin by congratulating you, Ambassador Markotic, on assuming the presidency of the Conference of Protocol 5 this year. I assure you of the EU's full support and cooperation. The European Union and its member states remain fully committed to Protocol 5, its objectives, and its goal of addressing the problem of unexploded and abandoned explosive ordnance and minimizing the serious post-conflict impact of our ERW on civilians. We also underline the severe negative consequences the explosive remnants of war can have on the environment. The EU would like to express strong support for all efforts to strengthen this important instrument, to promote its universalization, and to enhance its implementation in order to eradicate the grave threat posed by unexploded and abandoned ordnance. In this context, we call upon all countries that have not yet done so to join this protocol. Mr. President, ERW remain a legacy threat from armed conflict, posing a lasting hazard to civilians long after hostilities cease. ERW significantly delays reconstruction efforts and impede socioeconomic development. The high number of casualties reported in more than 30 countries, including in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Ukraine, and Yemen, is a matter of deep concern. Children, in particular, are vulnerable to the threat of ERW. ERW are not only a legacy from armed conflicts in the past, but land contamination from the ongoing conflicts continue to pose a serious threat to present and future generations. The ongoing conflict in the Middle East will inevitably lead to the further contamination of territories with unexplosive ordnance and explosive remnants of war. The EU reiterates the importance to ensure the protection of all civilians at all times in line with international humanitarian law. Russia's unjustifiable, unprovoked, and illegal war of aggression against Ukraine is of direct relevance to this protocol.
Sorry,